So let's review. The previous Mishnah discussed a machlekes regarding halacha shaloi lishma. If the klei sharis with the blood of a pesach b'chatas was carried to the mizbeach for the sake of another carbon or owner, the rabbanah hold halacha shaloi lishma psula. The carbon becomes disqualified because halacha is one of the four avodas adam that bring about the heter achila of the carbon. While Rabbi Shimon holds halacha shaloi lishma ksheira, the carbon remains kosher because efshelavatla. Halacha is not chashav significant to cause the carbon to become pasul because halacha can be eliminated if one shechs the carbon right near the mizbeach. Shimon ben Lakish says, however, Maidi Rabbi Shimon by halachas chatoyes apanimius shemachshava paiselus bu. Rabbi Shimon does agree regarding the chatoyes whose blood must be carried into the heichal and sprinkled on the pareches that if during this halacha the kohen had a machshava shalei lishma, the carbon does become possible because hoyel va'avodah she'ein yochel levatla, the halacha from the azara into the heichal cannot be eliminated. And the Gemara elaborates, according to Rabbi Shimon, that the area in which halacha shalei lishma b'chatoyes apanimius psula would depend as follows. If Reb Shimon holds like his son Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, that the area on the Meirv side, on the west side of the Mizbeach, between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, from the central line of the Azara to the Tzafin wall of the Azara, is also considered Tzafin, then Eimach Shava Ma'elis by Lachas Chatayis Abanimis Eila Mipesach Ulam Ulefnim. Halachas Shalei Lishma would cause a psul only from the entranceway of the Ulam and within, but not in the area of Ben Ulam Umizbeach. Because as Rashi explains, Shari Efshalavata Halacha Zu, Lishchit Eitzla Pesach Ulam. The halacha in this area can be eliminated because the chatas, which requires Shchit B'tzafen, can be shechted right next to the entranceway of the Ulam. And Rashi adds, however, if Reb Shimon holds like Reb Yesi that ain't Tzafen Eli Kenegad HaMizbeach, Mikir HaMizbeach Tzafen Yad Kaisel HaZara, only the area from the north side of Mizbeach until the northern wall of the Hazara is considered Tzafen, then Halacha Shaloi Lishma would cause a psul in the area Bein Ulam LaMizbeach. Because havala avodah shein yochel levatla the chatas tu'un netzafen leshchitasa. The halacha in this area is required because the chatas can be shechted only on the tzafen side of the mizbeach. The Gemara also applies Reb Shimon's opinion regarding halacha shalei lishma to halachas siluk bezichin. Two spoons full of levaina were placed with the lechem upon them on the shulchan inside the heichel, and every Shabbos these bezichin were carried from the shulchan to the mizbeach achitzin, where the levaina was burned on the mizbeach. Now, if Reb Shimon follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that Toich Azara Mekadesh, the entire area of Bein Ulam Mizbeach has the same Kedusha as the Mizbeach, then Eimach Shava Me'elis by Lachas Siluk Bezichen, Ele Mepesach Heichel Balachutz. Halacha Shalei Lishma would cause a psul only from the entrance of the Heichel until the entrance of the Ulam. But Halacha Shalei Lishma would not cause a psul inside the Heichel because Shari Kol HaHeichel Kasher LaHeishem Shema Shulchan. The Halacha in the Heichel is unnecessary because the Shulchan with the Bezichen can be placed directly next to the Pesach HaHeichel. And halacha shaloi lishma would not cause a psul in the area bein ulam lemizbeach because shari'ef shalaktira al ritzbas azara. The halacha in this area is unnecessary because levaina can be burned directly next to the pesach ulam. And if Reb Shimon follows the opinion of kedushas heichal ulam chadahi, the ulam is on the same higher level of kedusha as the heichal, then eimach shava me'elis el mepesach ulam belachutz. Halacha shaloi lishma would cause a psul only in the 5 amas of the thickness of the Pesach Ulam, but would not cause a psul in the Ulam, because Shari Kashtar Lahisra B'Sham HaShulchan. And this halacha would not cause a psul in the area Bein Ulam LaMizbeach, because Shari Afshala Akhtira Al Ritzbas Azar. And if Reb Shimon follows the opinion of Teicha Pesach Kilafnim, the thickness of the entrance to the Ulam is also on the same Kedusha as inside the Ulam Behechel, then Eimach Shavim Elis Afilip Siya Achas El Bechtei Hoshatus Yodai. Halacha shaloi lishma would cause a psul only when passing the bezichin through the outer edge of Pesach HaUlam into the Azara. And if Reb Shimon follows the opinion of halacha shaloi b'regel lishma halacha, to pass the bezichin without walking is not considered halacha, then eimach shava me'elis klal. Halacha shaloi lishma would not cause a psul at all because hashatas yadai is halacha shaloi b'regel. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion regarding halacha b'zar mahu. What is halacha if a zar performed halacha? Does the carbon become pasul? Rav Chisda says halacha bezar ksher. The carbon remains kosher, as we see in the pasuk in Dibur Yamim. V'yishchetu es haPesach v'yizuku haKohen mesadam miyadam v'alavim mafshitim. The Kohen took the blood from the shechetim who could be zarim, which indicates that zarim performed halacha. The Gemara, however, brings proof otherwise from a braisa that states zar bekabala b'halacha bezrika pasul. Therefore, we must say that the pasuk means the oven meisa itztava. The owners merely held the blood for the Kohanim, but they did not actually carry it. However, Rabbi and Rav Yisrael both say halacha bezar machlekes Reb Shimon v'Rabbanan. The question of halacha bezar depends on the machlekes regarding halacha shaloi lishma. Rabbi Shimon holds halacha shelo lishma k'sheira, also holds halacha bizar k'sheira, for the same reason, because avoyde shev shelavatla, lav avoydehi. Halacha is not considered an avoyde because it can be eliminated. Therefore, it does not cause the carbon to become pasul. While the Rabban holds halacha shelo lishma psula, also holds halacha bizar psula, because avoyde shev shelavatla, avoydehi. Halacha is considered an avoyde, even though it can be eliminated. Therefore, it does cause the carbon to become pasul. Nevertheless, Rabbi Shimon agrees that shechita bizar k'sheira, even though it's an avoyde she'i efshel levatla, because shechita lav avoyde, shechita is not considered an avoyde, because either, as Rashi explains, because mida asker shrubo kala psulim, all psulim are eligible to perform shechita, or as Tesis explains, lefisha shava b'chulin b'kachim, shechita is required even for chulin animals. And Rabbi Shimon holds regarding halachas evarm lekevish bizar psula, even though it's an avoyde she'efshel levatla, because there the pasuk specifies v'hikriv hakoyin esakol v'hiktar mizbecha. And Behikr refers to Harloch as Evarim Lekabish. Ula Amr Belaza, however, disagrees and says that perhaps even Rabbi Shimon holds Harloch a bizarre psula. Because as Rash explains, only regarding a pasul machshava do we say that an avoidish evshlabat le pasla. Because the ain heterachila taluba. Harloch is not necessary for the heterachila of the carbon. But regarding other psulim, such as Zaris, perhaps avoidish evshlabat le pasla, because Harloch is still considered an avoidah.